What is up, Rundown Nation? Welcome to the College Football Rundown. I'm Kyle Wall. Some of you know me as Aces High. You've tuned into the show that blends razor sharp sports betting insight, deep analytics, and everything you need to know as we kick off this 2025 college football season. So excited to be back with you guys. I appreciate the Rundown Nation. I appreciate those of you that have followed us for years, coming back and listening once again to all that is the College Football Rundown. A quick heads up, Woj, unfortunately, will not be with us this season. He will not be co-hosting with me. It's a sad time. I know. I miss him. He brought the DFS Alpha. You know the man brought the DFS Alpha. If you guys want, though, check out YouTube. Check out at The Real Woj. And that's real as in R-E-E-L, Woj. He's putting up some fantastic content there as far as fishing. The man knows how to fish. He's winning tournaments left and right. That's what he does. Wins fishing tournaments and brings the DFS Alpha. Let me tell you, I'm scheming to bring him back on for a couple, maybe surprise episodes or two, but we shall see what this season brings. I hope he comes back on. I'm going to try my best. He doesn't know it yet, but I think we're going to get him back on for at least a couple episodes. But don't worry. In the meantime, we've got a killer lineup of guests ready to drop value and analysis all season long. Yes, Michael Story, Hard Ways Mike, is coming back. He's going to be a regular guest on this program. You might as well say co-host with me. You know his insights. They're top tier. He'll be right here with us every step of the way, trying to fill those shoes of Woj's. I hope he can bring some of that DFS knowledge, because everyone that listens to this program knows DFS, you know, that's not my thing. I can speak on it. I can speak on it well, because we got the models, the algorithms. We're paying attention to college football season all year long. So you know I can speak on it, but I'm hoping Mr. Story can bring you guys a little bit of that DFS love and maybe step in for Woj just a little bit. This year, we're stepping up the analytics. Think model-driven breakdowns. We're going to do some advanced metrics. We'll explain them to you guys so you know what they are, but we're doing some evidence-based betting angles using advanced metrics. We're going to do things that really teach you a way to get an edge up on the sports betting game, because remember, sports betting remains our number one priority, from futures to live action, week to week, betting on games. That's what we're going to do. But anyone that listens to this podcast, please remember that we're not telling you what to specifically bet on. That's your own choice. We're only telling you what we are looking at. If you think that we're going to win 100% of the time we say something, well, you're a fool. If you think that anyone that sells you picks or whatever is going to get you to win 100% of the time, you're a fool. You're going to lose your money over the long run. Please don't think that. Hopefully we can switch your mindset, get you thinking to more an analytical mindset where you're looking to win more than you lose, which that's what it's all about. Win more than you lose. Make an informed bet. Do not overdo things. Our podcast this year, we're switching our provider for the first time. I want to let everyone know, just in case you experience any problems, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, if you listen on Spotify, if you listen on Reel or Amazon Podcasts, wherever you're listening to the College Football Rundown, if you run into any issues, please let me know. We've moved on from Podbean. We've been with Podbean for about 6 or 7 years now. Before that, we were on YouTube, if you guys go back a decade. And again, thank you to all you guys that were back with us, the Rundown Nation, when we did those episodes on YouTube. It seems so long ago, you know, sitting in Woj's mom's basement 15 years ago, recording episodes, getting an audience of like 5, maybe 10 on a good week. And now we're international. We got people listening to us from Australia. We got people listening to us from everywhere in the world. It's fantastic. I appreciate how the Rundown Nation has helped us to grow. But on that note, we are switching platforms this year. No longer on Podbean. If you notice any problems, please let me know. Wahl, W-A-H-L, at collegefootballrundown.com. Or you can email us, our admin at collegefootballrundown.com. We will try to get any issues corrected that best we can. This also brings me to another point. Normally, we release our episodes Thursday morning. I know you guys look forward to that Thursday morning drive to work. It's probably the only day you like driving to work throughout the week, but I'm not sure if we're going to get them out Thursday morning. We might actually get them out Wednesday night, though, so Thursday morning at the latest this year. Some of you, if you want to listen to them earlier, you might be able to get them on Wednesday nights. It'll be a release between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Again, it's pending on how the new workflow for our podcast platform works. If you want to get in touch with us between episodes, are you on social media? We are. We're everywhere on social media. Twitter, now called X. You want to hit us up on there? We're at WWCFB. Instagram, what a fantastic job our social media crew does over there on Instagram. Some of the best stuff we publish, let me tell you, it's on Instagram. We got a ton of followers, thousands of followers over there on Instagram. Appreciate all of you. If you guys are on Instagram and you're not following us yet, please do so. Like I said, great content. I don't put it out. Our social media teams take care of that. So that's probably why it's so good. But the handle for Instagram is college_football_rundown. Pretty easy to remember, right? We're the college football rundown. college_football_rundown. It's not hard to remember, people. If you need to rewind when you're not driving, go ahead, feel free to. That'll help you remember. But any questions, comments, you got some hot takes? Let us know over there. It'll get to us. It'll get to me. It'll get to maybe Mr. Story. If you have something for Woj, let me know too. I got his number still. I'll ask him a question or two if you want me to. So however you reach out to us, let us know. If you want the most fastest, up-to-date way to get us, probably head over to our Discord. I'll put a link here in the show notes so you guys can go into our Discord. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you don't have a Discord membership, it takes you like a second to sign up and you'll be in our server in no time. Talking with me or Story or Woj or whoever you're talking with at the time. We're all over there and some other friends too. So Discord, probably the fastest way to get us. But let's jump into a little bit of stuff. We're not going to do a full episode here. Like I said, our episode's going to release this Wednesday night or Thursday morning. As of this show episode, it's Sunday, August 17th. And man, we got football in less than a week. We got Iowa State taking on Kansas State in Dublin. Come on now. If that doesn't get your juices flowing, what does? Check your pulse because I cannot wait for that. I'm not an Iowa State fan, so hammer Kansas State all day long. Wildcats, baby, go! Take down those Cyclones. You know who I'll be cheering for. You know who Wall's backing in that one. But the point being, college football is coming up. Everybody should be getting excited. I know I'm excited myself. Anyone that's going to do sports betting this year, last year, $148 billion. Bet on U.S. sports. I mean, the market's booming. Sports betting market's booming. It's not going anywhere. The lines for week zero and week one specifically, man, they're moving. We didn't used to see this. We didn't see line moves like we've seen lately, maybe sporadically throughout the summer if there was some huge news that came in the past. But this summer, we've been getting line moves like nothing. Week one spreads, they've just been on the move. And it has a lot to do with NIL. It has a lot to do with that transfer portal. Love it or hate it, it's there. And it is moving things. It's changing people's expectations for teams left and right and quickly. I mean, if you've been watching these lines, you can tell some of this is public moves. Some of it's sharp. We'll try to break it down for you on our first episode coming up here. Michael Story should be joining. Maybe we'll jump into right away a little bit of basic, you know, public versus sharps, if we have time, if it allows, so you guys can understand what I'm talking about. But we can fade some of these reactions on this line move that's coming in, these line moves that have been coming in, because, man, it's been fantastic for those of you that do bet week one. A lot of people that listen to this podcast, a lot of people that I talk to, they actually don't usually wager until week three or four or five. A lot of them are modelers, so they get their data a lot more set come week five. You know a lot more about the teams, the statistics make a lot more sense. As for me, no, sir. Week one, I'm jumping in, baby. I waited too long. The kids got to eat at some point. So week one, I will be betting. We'll be sharing some of that information with you again on that podcast episode that's going to drop here this Wednesday night or Thursday. One big talk of the town throughout the offseason has been Texas. Arch Manning, obviously, he's going to be the best quarterback in the world, right? He's going to be better than his grandpa, his uncles. He's going to be better than everyone in the world. Well, we shall see. Maybe he is. Who knows? The odds makers, they're not exactly buying that so far, with Texas being the underdogs playing Ohio State week one. And man, what a fantastic game. Week zero, we got, which is this coming Saturday, we got Iowa State, Kansas State. And then we go to week one, which is the first full slate of games the Saturday thereafter. We got Ohio State, Texas at the Horseshoe. I mean, college football. I absolutely love it. But the odds makers, they are not giving Texas the nod of the shoulder, the nod of the head, I guess, would be more appropriate here, because they are the underdogs in that game. But it is at Ohio State, and it is about a 2.5-point spread, which is usually a normal home spread. So kind of a pick 'em if they were on a neutral field, which we can gather from that. If you're looking at futures odds, you got Texas and Ohio State as the front runners, both sitting plus 550, and that's to win the national championship. And right behind them, we got another Big Ten team, Penn State, plus 700. We got Georgia, plus 750, which has surprised a lot of people that I've talked to. I don't know that it surprises me that much. But then we got Clemson, plus 1,000, and we got Alabama, plus 1,000. Obviously, Clemson, pretty easy schedule to get to the playoffs, which helps them with getting to the national championship. I mean, obviously, if you have a better chance of getting in the playoffs, you have a better chance of getting into the national championship. But that Alabama number at plus 1,000, I mean, there are some people that that's going to surprise, because we have not seen Alabama preseason at that plus 1,000. I mean, if you're looking at this, you're talking about three zeros after that one. We don't see that with Alabama. The past few years, maybe two zeros after, maybe plus 100. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, but still, plus 350, plus 400 is what we see, what we've become accustomed to seeing Alabama at. But no, sir, they're at plus 1,000. I don't even know that that's a great number. I think the books, it's not a surprise that it's sitting exactly plus 1,000, because you got that plus 950. You got a Johnny Better over there that is, I'm not going to take it at 950. Now he sees that 1,000 number. Maybe he's a little more in tune to take that bet. So it's no secret why that number is sitting at plus 1,000 on the board. But that is Alabama rounding out the top six. Then we got Notre Dame, Oregon, both about the same. Notre Dame plus 1,200. Oregon Ducks, another Big Ten team, plus 1,300. The Big Ten expected to do fantastic this year. But it's wide open. Penn State, LSU, Notre Dame. I mean, all these teams, they got shots. It's going to be a fantastic season. Really excited for it over here at the Rundown. I hope you guys will catch our episode on Thursday. Hope to see you there. Any questions, anything, feel free to reach out to me. Again, email Wahl, W-A-H-L, at collegefootballrundown.com. Discord, feel free to join it. Doesn't take any time. Get to me real quick. Tell me what you're thinking. Let me know what's on your mind. Instagram, college_football_rundown. And then for those of you on Twitter, X as it's called these days, at WWCFB. Let us know anything, any compliments, any suggestions, anything you don't like about the program. That's mainly what we get over here. I'm not going to lie. We get a lot of people telling me what they don't like, but I like getting those messages too, because somebody's got to put you in your place, right? And you know the Rundown Nation is going to do it. That's why I respect you people. But until our episode on Wednesday, releasing possibly on Thursday morning, I bid you adieu. Stay sharp, beat the books. I'll see you on Thursday.